Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight we have live in the studio our neighbour from next door. 3TFM is broadcast from the Focus Centre in Saltcoats, which is right next door to the famous James Reed School, a special needs school. Tonight, our star guest is the head teacher of the James Reed School, Mr. John Perkins. So, welcome, John, and thanks for popping round from next door.
Thank you.
Have you just come straight from work?
Well, not quite, but more or less.
Yeah. You're still in the middle of work. You've just nipped out for a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's nice to see you. So, how long have you been the head teacher at James Reed?
Well, I first came in August 2002, so that's just over seven years now I've been head teacher there.
And where were you a teacher before then?
Well, prior to that, I was a deputy head in a school in Glasgow, a special needs school in the east end of Glasgow called Kenny Hill. And before that, another special needs school in Glasgow, just as a teacher, called Ladywell School.
Was it a special needs school?
The schools that I've taught in this country have been special needs schools. Yeah.
So you specialise in that?
Well, I didn't intend to. I just kind of fell into it. Uh-huh. I was working abroad. I came home in the mid-80s. There was very few jobs for teachers, and I was offered a job in a special needs school, and I've stayed ever since.
Mm, well, you must like it then.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Is it maybe too quick an interview to go right to the heart of the matter, but I'm just curious at this point. What is it you like so much about special needs schooling as opposed to other forms of schooling?
Right, that's quite a question.
It's a big question,
ask.
I know.
I think what I like about it is the children, obviously, and the staff. I feel it's an area that I can give of my talents and my abilities. I just enjoy working with in that whole atmosphere of special needs.
Good. Well, we'll hear more about this as we proceed. What about, I've asked you to pick some pieces of music, and can you introduce your first track?
Well, my first track comes from when I was growing up, back in the 60s and 70s, and it is Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Just can't be found. when you're on the street. When evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes
So we have in the studio tonight John Perkins, the head teacher of the James Reid School. So tell us, John, a little bit about the James Reid School then.
Well, Alex, James Reid School was built in 1972, so we're about 37 years old. I think it was built by the former Ayr County Council, and then it was taken over, obviously, by Strathclyde Region, and now is part of the North Ayrshire Council Education Services. It was built for about 100 pupils with special needs or additional support needs, as we now call them. The school was named after, and I believe this is the case, after a former provost of Saltcoats, I think, who had a real interest and a real concern for children with special needs. So when I think he was instrumental in getting the school built as a new school all those years ago, and so it was named after him. I think some of his relatives still live in the local area.
Right.
We're just going through a period of refurbishment inside the school, that is, not the people.
And the bit so far is looking quite nice.
It is, and you know, if any of your listeners want to come along, we've got a coffee morning in November, which we usually invite the local community to. So you are welcome to come along and see all the changes, and of course you'll get your tea and coffee.
Right, good.
All right.
How many pupils do you have currently then?
Well, about 65. So we've got about 20, just over 20 in the primary school. I should say we're an all-through school, so we take children from the age of 5 to the age of 18. So just over 20 in the primary school and just slightly under 40 in the secondary school.
And how many staff members?
Well, there are about 17 teachers and then another 10 classroom assistants. And then we've got three clerical staff, three catering staff, a janitor, And I hope I haven't missed anybody out. Oh, and a dog.
A dog.
We've got
Rory.
Rory the dog, who's been with us for just about 2 years now. And, you know, if you come to school, he'll welcome you and greet you.
Can you explain Rory's function in the school then?
Well, Rory, we bought Rory as a therapy dog. And really, he's become a friend to the children. They take him out for walks. They talk to him. They just enjoy being in his company, and he enjoys being in their company. And for some of our children, it seems to help them a lot in just keeping their cool and, maintaining themselves throughout the school day.
I was at the school just the other day when they were all leaving,
mm-hmm.
and I saw Rory sitting at the door, yep. and as they went past, he would pat his head.
That's right. And he sits at the door in the morning when the children arrive, and he sits in the evening as they leave. So he welcomes them and says farewell to them.
Have you got plans to extend the Rory principle? What other critters would you
have? Well, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah. No plans at present to go any further with animals.
Yeah. You touched there in describing the school as an additional support needs school.
Mm-hmm.
Like many of the public, we get confused. What's the right vocabulary here? Is it a handicapped, disabled, learning disabilities? What is it?
Our pupils are pupils with additional support needs, but I think it is still okay to call the school a special school.
How do you look upon the whole area of that disability? The words are quite revealing. You know, folk used to think they were people with a handicap.
Yes.
And now they're additional support needs.
Which means it could be anybody. And we're not singling out people who perhaps in previous years would have been identified by a label or a condition or something like that. So what additional support needs is saying is that anybody could have additional support needs and they may come and go, though with some people it's with them all their life. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just changing the view and changing the perception of folk.
I like to think that we're all going round the golf course of life with a handicap of one kind or another anyway.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah.
But is your school focusing on how similar we are to other pupils in other schools or how different we are?
Well, I think as a school we would try and do all the things that any school does. So in that sense, we're focusing on similarities. Yeah. We would also try, and certainly in the secondary school and also in the primary, we have some children who make links with their local primary, and we'd encourage them to go maybe half a day a week or 2 half days. Some of the older pupils would go and tap into a class that we can't offer because we're a small staff and we can't offer the full range of the curriculum. So I think my focus is on where our similarities rather than our differences.
Right. So let's get a wee flavour of the James Reid School in action with your next piece of music.
Yep, and I'm sorry about this. This is a Christmas song. We recorded this 3 or 4 years ago, and I think it's called The Brightest Star, and the soloist on it is Connor Jones.
For the star will guide the way. Christmas is a time for singing.
Christmas is a time for bringing peace to the world.
Christmas is a time for happiness.
Christmas is a time for celebration.
Christmas is a time for helping others.
Christmas is a time for family and friends.
Under the brightest star, the brightest star today. Under the brightest star, the brightest star today.
So John, tell us a wee bit about yourself and your background. Where did you start?
Well, I started in India. I was born in India, in the city of Pune, which is now called Pune. It used to be called Bombay State, but it's now Maharashtra, the state of Maharashtra, which contains Bombay, the city that probably most people will be aware of. I was born in India because my mom and dad were there, and they were there as missionaries. They were working in an orphanage, looking after boys and girls whose parents had obviously died.
Some with special needs.
Yes, no doubt. So I don't remember that.
Yeah. So your dad was a missionary. What church was he working for?
Well, he was working for a mission called the Pune Indian Village Mission. So it wasn't with a church per se. It was an independent mission organization.
It was an Indian organization,
right? No, it was an organization that had sent people from Australia, Canada, America, United Kingdom.
Right. So it must have been a very interesting upbringing for you then.
It was a thoroughly enjoyable upbringing. I enjoyed the space and we lived for most of my childhood on a farm because one of the things that my dad did was use the farm as a demonstration farm to help the local farmers grow better crops and increase their livestock, all that sort of thing.
So was he a farmer as well, some kind?
No, he was actually an electrical engineer, but
it's funny how life
needs must.
Yeah.
So he got involved in farming in quite a big way.
So how long were you in India?
Well, I was in India as a boy until I was about 16. But would come back and forth about every 4 or 5 years for a break, or as missionaries would call it, a furlough.
So when you were 16, did you think of yourself as mainly Indian or mainly British?
Well, I felt that India was certainly my home. Britain, UK was quite a foreign land to me.
Yeah.
I remember quite distinctly that I'd never seen snow until I was about 10. And it was quite an extraordinary thing to me to see snow falling. I'd never seen that before. Mm. And the other thing was the greenness of the United Kingdom. Remember sailing up, we went by boat in those days, sailing into Tilbury down in England, and the green of the grass, I'd never seen anything so vividly green. It was just extraordinary.
And do you think India is a big part of you today? Still in your bloodstream?
Well, I hope so, because every so often if I can't remember the English word for something, I come out with the Marathi word, or the Tamil word, because although I was brought up in Bombay State, I went to school 800 miles away from my parents, so it was a boarding school, and it was in another language area where they spoke Tamil, and we went to school in a school called Hebron School, which was about 7,500 feet up on what's called the Western Ghats in India. It's a line of hills that run down the west coast. So that's where most of my formative years, I suppose, were spent.
Yeah. And then your dad being a missionary, you were brought up in church worship and
yes,
Sunday schools.
Yes, yes, all. Yes,
the whole thing.
The whole thing, yes.
And you're a church member now?
Yes, I belong to church, Newton Men's Baptist Church, up in the south side of Glasgow.
Do you see your work today connected to your Baptist faith and beliefs.
Well, I hope it's connected to my Christian faith.
Christian faith.
In the sense, what I do is I hope that I model what Jesus was doing in terms of compassion and concern for others, in being concerned in relationships, and also in using my skills and my gifts, my abilities, for the good of others. I believe that's certainly Christian principles contained in that.
Well, there's a cue for our next song.
Well, next song, I love male voice choirs, or Welsh choirs in particular, and the next song is How Great Thou Art, sung by some Welsh choirs.
Sung by the Candelier Male Voice Choir. So we have in the studio tonight John Perkins, the head teacher of the James Reid School, and we've been talking a wee bit about your personal life. Let's go back for a moment now to the school life. Mm-hmm. So what's life like in the James Reid School from day to day?
Day to day, it's different. Every single day is different. But I know what you mean. We run to timetables. We try and teach subjects just like any other school. We run classes and class groups. And so I suppose on one level, you would come in and you would see a school functioning just like any other school. Apart from a dog at the door. Follow the national curriculum, and of course that's undergoing a major restructure at this point in time with a curriculum for excellence. And the focus on that is making sure that learning's all connected, that learning is enjoyable and it's fun, but also that children make progress and move on and see the connections, and things aren't just in little boxes. They see learning in the wider sense of that word.
So in the wider sense, what do you do in the curriculum or extracurricular to widen their education?
We're very fortunate in having two minibuses at our disposal. So we use those to take pupils out on curricular visits for environmental studies, for science. We also take our older pupils out to get them used to living in the community, because one day they're going to leave us, so we need to prepare them for life after school.
So where do you take them?
Well, we would take them to supermarkets so they can learn. In fact, staff give them a shopping list and money, and they would go around and have to collect all those items and pay for it, get change, and make sure they get the goods back to the staff. So that's helping folk with the kind of everyday activities that we all have to do. We take them to the library, we take them to the bank, so as they can tap into local services. We do a lot of leisure time activity with them. Currently, we're with our oldest pupils, we're running a cycle skills course, and eventually that will enable them to go out and about on their bikes, use the cycle paths, so that they should never be bored. They'll always be able to tap into something locally, and usually something that's free.
And you even go further afield, like Arran?
Yes, we go to Arran every year. It's a magnificent facility over there at Arran Outdoor Education Resource, and we spend a week there. Our P7s, S1s go there every year. The secondary 3 and 4 go away for residential 3 or 4 days. We've been using a centre up in Perthshire. And they go away, they have to plan the whole stay, buy their own food, cook it, do the works. And again, that's part of just encouraging them, enabling them to move from school to life. The older ones also spend a week in Edinburgh, which they fundraise for throughout the year. And then they use that money to subsidize a stay in Edinburgh for a week and just get used to the big city.
I also remember, was it last year, there were the Scottish Schools Champions at football?
Yes, that was, I think along with Sister School Staincastle in Irvine, we take part in Scottish Disability Sport football programmes. And
we
should mention horse riding, yes. Pupils go to stables just outside Kilwinning. And under the auspices of Riding for the Disabled, they get riding lessons, and they take part in riding competitions and galas and tournaments.
Just recently, at the last school service, you introduced us to your samba group.
That's right. That's part of a group we run on a Thursday. We also run a choir for pupils to sing in. We will be performing at Arran View Nursing Home and also at the Rivergate Shopping Centre towards Christmas.
Well, we should have had the samba group with us in the studio tonight, but failing that, we also have some jazz music.
That's
which
right.
Is your next track.
And this is the Greenwood Academy Jazz Band. I was at a head teacher's conference, and they were performing before our dinner, and I just liked it so much. Here it is now.
So here's the Greenwood Academy in Irvine, their jazz band.
Thank you.
Well, John, as a head teacher in a school with a lot going on, as we can see, you must have a lot of pressures on you. You know, you've got the kids, you've got the staff, you've got the budget, you've got the education authorities, the parents. How do you cope with all of that sort of pressurising you?
Oh, go home and kick the cat. No. sorry, to cat lovers, I didn't mean that. Yeah. Well, I've got a good staff. I've got people in school that I can talk to and share the burden with. I don't carry it all myself. Two good deputies and a principal teacher. Great office staff and a really good teaching and support staff. So I don't feel I'm carrying it all myself. But certainly the two biggest bugbears you've hit are paperwork and the budget. The budget is really tight this time for the next few years. But there you go.
Another facet about the school's life is its place in the community. It's nice that you come down to the church for Christmas and Easter services and things. I should declare a slight vested interest in this interview. I'm the school chaplain. Not the only school chaplain. Tell us
no, we have yourself from the North Parish, and we also have Vince Jennings from Saltcoats. I think it's South Beach Baptist Church. He comes regularly. We also occasionally, perhaps once a term, have Father Jim from the local chapel.
St. Mary's, yeah.
Sorry, you were talking about role in the community. Well, I hope we try to be good neighbours. We are happy to have folk come in and
see the
school.
It's nice of you to drop by with your neighbours at the radio here today.
We try to be involved in community life as far as we can. We're in, we've got very good friends in the Rotary Club, the local Rotary Club, and they have an involvement in the school, particularly through their literacy arts competition that they run for us every year. And we take part in their quiz night, which I hope the questions this year are a lot easier than last.
You also at Christmas time have the joint carol service?
Yes, we do with Mayfield, and that's great, and I hope that will continue. It's good to work with our neighbours, even though they're just over the fence. We don't always see them that as much as we would like.
And then the town carol service, you're faithful at that every year.
We've been at the Saltcoats Town Hall carol service for the last 3 or 4 years, I think. And as I said earlier, we also sing in the Rivergate Centre, supporting Hansel. And also we try and go 2 or 3 times a year to Arran View Nursing Home.
So I'd just like to thank you, John, for coming in tonight. Our holy half hour is just about up. So thanks very much for nipping in. And
it's
nice
been a
to
pleasure.
Know what's going on at the school, and we'll understand it better as we see it or come and visit it. So we wish you well in the future. And just to finish with tonight, we've got Noel Richards, "You Laid Aside Your Majesty." And this is finishing on a note of children singing. Gives you a flavour of like school assembly.
Great.